Pause recording. Button.
Dolores, Dolores, where are you? Actually, where have you been? You left in the Caribbean Blind Man's Cafe Limo last night. I have had all my buddies searching for you, and they found you in this Latin salsa club. Golly, we checked up the limo. I gave you a dozen bottles of Dom Perignon, and there's only 4 left. You're partying. So don't panic. This is just right now the music and the Caribbean Blind Man's suite, the audio booth suite. You know, Caribbean Blind Man's Cafe is one of the rooms in the Caribbean Blind Man's Cafe Hotel and Casino. And you know, you have a permanent suite up here. So, guys, easy, easy. Girls, easy with Dolores. Just lay her there down on the bed. Make sure the air conditioner is on high because, jeez, our air conditioner won't even get near to the temperature she's used to. Girls, make sure you wake her up in a couple hours for her to have breakfast. Take her to the boutique for her to get herself a nice, comfortable outfit as she wishes to use for to go down to the pool. As our chefs can cook up some lobsters for her. She deserves that and much more. Actually, I have the cafe, Caribbean Blind Man's Cafe fishing boat, but it's not a boat, you know, we're humble here. It's a yacht. The crew, they, you know, captain uses a tuxedo. Fishermen are in their suits, and it's a brown suit, you know, colored out to the coffee color. And they're out fishing for red snappers, groupers, and fresh lobster. That's a Caribbean Blind Man's Cafe too. That's our fishing trawler. Then after we get, you know, the fresh fishing, we can go for an evening in the Caribbean Blind Man's Cafe 1. Well, that's my official jet. It's a simple one. It's a 65-footer. A crew of 15 professional chefs, which most of them come from the Food Network. I have Emeril Lagasse on for tonight. Mario Batali is back up doing Italian stuff. The Barefoot Contessa, well, she's doing all those weird dips and stuff she likes to do. She likes the job because, well, she likes to be barefooted. And what better place to be barefooted on than on a 65-foot yacht? So, girl, hope you enjoyed the party last night. You know, people told me you made it into the festival in Old San Juan, and they named you ambassador for the UK. And you were up there in the carnival, talking and promoting audio boo, and everybody was screaming, "Dolores, hooray!" And you know, my fellow buddies here that we do, you know, we own our hotels. We, you know, they were telling me that you were so nice to everybody, and everybody fell in love with you, and you danced with everybody. Oh my God! I was even told that they had to buy you some new shoes because you broke a heel on one of them. And you kept dancing barefooted. Yeah, that's the Caribbean style. Your shoes bother you, just throw them away. Keep on dancing barefooted. Who cares? So I guess I better just stop talking to you because I know you're half asleep. Well, after so many bottles of Dom Perignon, I don't know if it's that you're falling asleep or you're just ready to fall over. So let me let a little music play for you that you might be in the mood still for a dance with me, because you danced with everybody. And here I'm controlling and keeping all the Caribbean Blind Man's Cafe nice and organized. Our rooms in the hotel are almost booked. It's almost booked. I would say like 90% booked. And this is strange because normally we are like 99% booked. I always keep one room, you know, obviously the audio booth suite. So let me see what the chefs can. I know you're gonna need some chicken broth. I would even say not. Fish broth will wake you up. Some fish broth and a margarita. And as soon as you wake up, you know, you kill the hangover with a shot of rum. That always works. So a nice frozen margarita and some nice fish broth from those red snappers and groupers and lobster we're catching up for today. Dolores, I know you have to work on Monday, so I have the Caribbean Blind Man's Cafe Gulfstream, a G5, you know, we just bought it this year. We got rid of our old one, which we had been using for only 6 months, but, you know, we don't like used things, so. Gulfstream, the pilot's ready, the jet's fully fueled. You have the VIP pass, so you don't even have to go through customs. So just give me a call, let me know, and the runway is all set up, everything's nice and clean, and we will fly you back to London in no time. It's a very cool Gulfstream. Once again, it's painted brown. I had it from my Pittsburgh paints day when I was a refinish technician and instructor. I learned a lot of painting tricks, so this Gulfstream private jet is, when you look at it, it just looks, and it has even the steaming and the whipped cream of a cappuccino, so it's, think of it as a flying cappuccino. It was published on the cover of Forbes magazine some weeks ago. Check it out. Talk to you later, girl. Once again, congratulations, best wishes as always on your journalist career, and also for the week of the Women's Week. Take care. Bye-bye.